Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 25th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices. I'm switching my comments now to the July contracts. July corn down 2 cents at 787. July wheat down 0.75 cents at 1074.5. And July beans down 22 cents at 1666. The corn was 8.5 off its highs, the wheat 22 off its highs, and beans 36 off the highs. We opened higher off the cool, wet weather that's still gripping much of the country. We expect the crop progress tonight to show a lack of real good progress out here. There'll be some progress. Some things got planted, but we're still, I think, going to be behind the five-year averages. So that certainly pushed the prices up higher on the opening. But then the crude oil broke. It's currently down $5.40 a barrel. That's only about 17 cents off its lows here. That's a response to the increasing COVID situation in China and bringing into question soybean oil consumption. We know that the Indonesians have banned palm oil exports for a while, but it's a temporary deal. But I think it's going to be the kind of situation where we had the knee-jerk reaction to contract highs last week, and then we backed off as the crude oil broke. I think it's going to be tough to get back to those highs anytime soon. The dollar is also up 45 ticks right now. New contract highs got up to 101.75, currently at 101.66. So that certainly doesn't help. Gold's down 30 bucks, silver's down 57. That doesn't help. But right now the problem in China with COVID is kind of taking center stage. That's versus the weather here in the U.S., which we mentioned is less than ideal. The Dow Jones is down 90 points right now, but that's 300 off the lows. If the Dow Jones takes another dive here, I think that's going to weigh on grain prices as well. But overall, we had new sales here this morning to China, a total of 330,000 metric tons of beans, 66 old, 264 new. And they also had received 204,000 metric tons of new crop beans. So a little bit of demand here that should help firm things up just a little bit. The war rages on in Ukraine. Putin says he's not going to quit. He wants at least Odessa in his back pocket. And the war continues. He doesn't seem to be in any mood to have any kind of peace treaties there. So it looks like we're going to be under some pressure here today, mainly because of the crude oil in China. But, you know, I think people might want to go home long. We might see some buying late before the crop progress reports come out at 3 o'clock. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.